When I came up the steps, I was very tired. But from the niggun, I woke up. So I have the energy, so we'll try together to try to get to the Ava Satoiro, Cheshka Satoiro. We know, it says, Toiv li toiraspicho me'alfei zov v'chesef. This is what we're doing now. Toiv li toiraspicho me'alfei zov v'chesef. So everyone thinks, what is the pshat? Toiv li toiraspicho me'alfei zov v'chesef. If you would give me all of the money in the world, or to know kol haterekula. So David HaMelech says, Toiv li toiraspicho me'alfei zov v'chesef. I prefer the Torah from all of the money in the world. So if a person has a choice, or to be Bill Gates, or to be Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So David HaMelech says, Toiv li toiraspicho me'alfei zov v'chesef. But I don't think we have to come to David HaMelech for that. I think if everyone here will have a choice, or to be Bill Gates, or to be Rabbi Akiva Eiger, what you would choose. I will explain to you, it's two pills. If you swallow one, you become Rabbi Akiva Eiger. If you swallow the other one, you become Bill Gates. As a guy that will not take a Rabbi Akiva Eiger pill, you try to get both, I know. But if you only could take one, everyone would want Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The reason we don't aim to become Rabbi Akiva Eiger is because we think Rabbi Akiva Eiger anyway will not be. So let them have a little bit of shtickle money. But if you know for sure, if you're taking this pill, you're becoming Rabbi Akiva Eiger. You will not take the pill of Rabbi Eiger? Yes or no? Hope so. But the answer is, for that you don't have to come to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. You don't have to come to David HaMelech. Everyone says, Toiv li toiraspicho me'alfei zov v'chesef. What is the pshat? Toiv li toiraspicho me'alfei zov v'chesef. If you could have all of the money in the world, all of the money, and in the same time you will know kol haterekula, but one tasteless you will not know. One tasteless. All of the money and all of the Torah, and one tasteless you will not know. Or you will know kol haterekula with that tasteless and not have even a penny. Not so posh it, yeah? Not so posh it. Avdem zog David HaMelech, Toiv li toiraspicho me'alfei zov v'chesef. I prefer all of the, to know a piece of the Torah, more from all of the money in the world, to know one more piece of Torah. And why? And I want to explain to you why. I'll explain to you with a mashal. Didn't happen, but it's a mashal. I had a dream that is a lottery of $500 billion. I had a dream by night, $500 billion, the number is 5, 6, 7, 8, $5,000 billion. Okay, I wake up in the morning, I decide what I will do with $5,000 billion. I have a plan. The first billion, I'm going to open like 20 Shiva Smir all over the world. The second billion, Hatzole, all over. Every second, I could save a person. Every 2 minutes, give birth to someone, yeah? Every 3 minutes, save a kid. The third billion, I'm doing, you know, Shatishten, art school in all the languages. All Chinese for all the languages. And the fourth one, I'm doing O Sameach, you know, to be Mekai of the whole world. The fifth billion, I'm doing Aim V'yelet, you know, for all the people that give birth have to have where to be. I want to build buildings all over the world. The next billion, I'm doing high life. But you know, for that all the yeshiva bochim have where to go to camp. Yeah, like high life all over the place. Like a lot of high life. So everyone will have where to be. Everyone. And like this, you know, then I'm Mikhaev, the Russians with another billion. Then the French people. All of the mitzvahs in the world. Another Achnos Haskale. I will finish, I have this plan, with all this money, I will do this whole idea. I want to plan to make, with 1 billion, like 50, you know, eshateras. That every 2 minutes, I'm a kind of a person. Every third person, a person becomes from because of me. I wake up, I'm so excited. I'm planning to organize a guy to run it, and then I'm going back to yeshiva to learn. You know what I will have? 100 yeshiva smear every minute in my account. Thousands of people are learning Torah. I made articles in every language, every minute. The Fayomis are flipping into my account, yeah? I'm saving kids, you know, the whole time, yeah? Every 2 minutes, you don't have to go on the screen to see how much, yeah? I woke up, I'm about to go there, I'm running, I meet a friend of mine. I see he's running also to the same place. I ask him, where are you going? He says, I'm going. I said, you know, I'm going to get the lottery, where are you going? He said, I had a dream, I also know the number. 1, 2, 5, 6, the same number. So I start to run, he starts to run. You know, we want to get there first. So he's telling me, Nissan Capital, where are you running to? I said, what do you mean? I want to get the lottery. He says, what are you planning to do? I said, what do you mean, what are you planning to do? I said, what are you planning to do with the money? He said, I'll tell you what I'm planning to do with the money. 100 yeshiva smear, art school, high life, the same list. So I said, okay, but I want to do it. He says, no, but I want to do it. So we started to fight. So he tells me, Nissan Kaplan, you're a yeshiva, you're sitting and learning. Go back to the yeshiva, do nacham al pshat reboch ber. And I want to do this. I said, no, I'm sorry. You know, if I support 100 yeshiva smear, you know how much hours of Torah I have in my account? Thousands, millions of hours. You know how much bali tshuvas are flipping into my account every minute? A family, a chasen akala, a family. You know how much blood, I just look on the pages in my computer, how the pages of the art school are adding into my gemara, into my account. You want me to go back to the Reboch Ber, Pshat in the Rashba? He tells me, state in Rambam, the Rambam says, Im yochol lasas el yedei acherim, you're not allowed to do the mitzvahs. If you're sitting and learning, and there's a chasana, and someone else could go to dance, you're allowed to go to dance? No, you have to stay? So Nissan Kaplan, I'm not learning, I'm anywhere but a bus. So I'm not learning. You are sitting and learning. You go back to learn, and I will do all these mitzvahs. I will have 100 mir, 100 chaylach, hatzolah. I will have all the mitzvahs. Russians, Chinese, all the mitzvahs. And you, Nissan Kaplan, go back to Reboch Ber. So what is the halacha? I have to go back to Reboch Ber. And I'm going back to Reboch Ber, and I feel terrible. That guy is supporting 100 yeshiva smears. Thousands of hours of learning on his shoulders. Billions of blat gemara, everyone is learning on his chus. He made me shabu a dirshu in all different colors. you know how much schar he has? You just can't believe it. You know how much schar this guy has? And I have to go stack to Reboch Ber. It's not fair. What is the answer? Listen carefully. I want to tell you, if you will listen to good what I'm saying tonight, you will not have any nisoyon to sit and learn. There's no nisoyon to sit and learn. You just have to hear good what I'm saying. Not only tonight, all of your life you're not having a soul. The answer is, and this 1 hour that I sit and learn, I get more schar from supporting 100 mirrors, 100 dafayoimis, art schools, high life, more from that. V'talmu toiro keneged kulom. Toiv li teraspicho me'alfei zov ochesef. What do you think David HaMelech was planning to do with alfei zov ochesef? To go to Las Vegas? What he was planning to do with Alfei Zohar Chesef? To support yeshivas, to do mitzvahs. And David says, I prefer from all of these billions to learn 1 hour Gemara. Because the schar you get in the Shemaim for 1 hour is more from all of the mitzvahs that you could do. Toiv li teraspicho v'salmu toiro keneged kulam. This is Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Chazal tell us, we before Purim, Godul Talmud Torah Yoiser Me'atzolas Nefoshes. Mordechai HaTzadik, he was in Sanhedrin, he was in the third seat. After the Megillah, they put him in the fifth seat. Why? They told him, Mordechai, Hashem doesn't like you. So Hashem doesn't like me? You know, I did the whole Megillah Esther. Yeah, but if he would love you, he would let you to sit and learn, and we'll let someone else to do the Megillah. It will not be me, Mordechai and Esther, it will be me, Yaakov and Shoshana. He didn't like you, he gave you to be busy with Haman. So they moved him out, he can't be number 5. You know what Mordechai did? He saved the whole world. What I'm saying is a taz in Yeredei Yassim and Reish Nun Gimel. You know Mordechai saved Rambam Frankel. You know Rambam Frankel? Shas Bavli. Who made Shas Bavli? Mordechai. If he would not save the Jewish people, would not be Shas Bavli, right? If he would not save the Jewish people, would be no Mishnayos. Would be no Rambam, would be no Rashi, would be no Reb Ochber. So who saved Reb Ochber? Mordechai. Hashem, every time is Hashem. Without Mordechai, we don't need your favors. If Hashem likes you learning, sit and learn, someone else will do it. If we will understand the power, I want to tell you a story. I'm not sure if it happened, but I want to tell you a story. When I got married, I made up with my Rebbe in Aleha Shalom. I wanted to learn, she wanted a husband. So we came to an agreement that I could learn till 1 o'clock by night and from 6 o'clock in the morning. I'll give her 5 hours, I think it's a lot. No? It's quite a lot, 5 hours. So I guess we made some bias. I learned till 1, from 6 in the morning I learned, 5 hours I'm home, I'm a husband, the nicest husband in the world. One day I come home, 2 o'clock. It's like my habits, and we made up, what? I said, I'll tell you what happened. I live in Arnovka, it's Lembegan 64. Outside my house, I was about to come in, I was 5 to 1. I saw a bus tipped over, 20 people flipped out the windows. I went mouth to mouth, I don't know how, but I was blowing till the ambulances came. I blowed in till the ambulances came. I helped them to put him on the thing, you know, and I break the bones, you know, to tie them, to put him into the ambulances. I'm sorry, my wife, Robinson, I'm sorry. My husband, I'm proud of you. So now I want to tell you a secret. I did something a little bit better. I learned for another hour. What do you say now? The Talmud Torah, can I get school? Why are you not proud of me now? I want to tell you, I want to ask you a question. I had that experience. You sat once in a room, 12, 2 o'clock by night, hear screaming from outside. You look outside the window, you see two kids are drowning. Happened to you once? To me, it always happened. It happened to you? You jump out the window, you save them, you take them out. You feel so good about yourself. You don't have to do mitzvahs for a week. I'll tell you. Now, what would it be if that kid that you took out became an editor of Moshe Feinstein? You don't learn for a year, yeah? You feel so good about yourself. Now, what happened if yesterday you saved two people and tomorrow again someone is screaming? You say, no, I saved yesterday. Yeah? Now, when you jump into the water, it's cold? You don't feel it. I'm telling you, you don't feel the water. You're so busy taking out the kids. If you would realize, listen to good what I'm telling you now, but this is the secret of Jewishkeit. If you would realize to learn a blad gemara is more from saving a kid, you would never go to sleep by night. You'll be grabbing the gemara. It's not hard to learn. Remember this klal. It's only a question to get to the maskana that the blad of the gemara, the blad of the gemara is more from saving the kid. And the minute that it clicks in your head, and the minute that you have that point in your head, you can't leave the Gemara. Like when someone reads a big novel, you know it's very hard to leave it? I don't know if you read these things anymore, but you know, yeah? No one has any soil to carry on the story. Before you know, it's 5 o'clock in the morning, yeah? If you would realize what is a blad Gemara, I'm saving kids. Picking up kids in the water, yeah? No one could stop me. The Nisoyan is not to learn. The Nisoyan is to have this understanding. To have this understanding what is Chashivas of learning. I want to go a little bit more. Chazal tell us, Echot Betzar Yoiser Mimeo Sheloi Betzar. When you learn once and it's hard, is 100 times more from learning when it's not hard. Echot betzar, yoiser mimeo sheloi betzar. They say over a story on the Alter Gerer Rebbe, someone came to the Alter Gerer Rebbe, a kid was crying. The Rebbe says, why are you crying? He says, I'm so stupid, I can't learn. He says, what? He says, I explained to you how bad I am. I look in the Blad Gemara, I see Rashi in the right side, I see Tesis in the left side, I figure it out, I turn the page, they change sides. Like, I'm a schwach guy, yeah? He says, Rebbe, I'm so schwach. You Rebbe, you were born, you're a Rebbe, you're smart. He said, I'm so jealous of you, the Rebbe said. I learned a blat Gemara, but you, it's so hard. One blat, what you do in one day is what I do in 100 days. In 3 days, you do what I did in a year. I'm so jealous of you. I was born with a spoon, a golden spoon, a spoon of gold, and now you say it. Yeah, but this is the way I was born. If we will understand Echad Betzar, they say over a maisef in the Chofetz Chaim, a yeshiva bacher came to the Shemayim, all of his mitzvahs were in a sandwich bag. What you could buy with a sandwich bag? Maybe a plastic chair. Okay, he goes up to the Shemayim, plastic bag. Now, this is your mitzvahs? He says, yeah, you sure? He says, yeah, I remember your morning seder, Macharusa would come 9:30 and I would learn from 9 o'clock. And those are 20 boxes. What else? Second seder, Macharusa would show up 4 o'clock, I was there at 3:30. And those are 20 boxes. What else? Night seder, Macharusa twice a week would never show up. 50 boxes. Okay, he already has 90 boxes, you know, you could buy a little house, you know, a little garden. Comes into Gan Eden, he meets his Chavrusas. Tells them why you came. If you would never come, you know how much Gan Eden I would have. In this world we suffer, but in the next world we don't understand the hard days. I want to explain to you what means Echod Betzar Yoisom Mimer Shaloi Betzar. The hard days are the ones that count. The hard days. I'll tell you a story. When I was a bacher, maybe I was a kid then. I don't know if they have it today, but it was a game. I'll explain to you how the game goes. I don't know if they have it yet. It was like a computer. He had a yellow man. He ate pieces. Don't remember his name. Oh, yeah. I think that was his name. Or something similar. Now, I'll tell you how the game went. Every dot you eat, you get a dot. Then it's like a strangle, you get 200. Then comes the cherries. The cherries you eat, you get 1,000, or 2,000, or strawberries. But what happens is, if you don't eat him, he turns to ice and he eats you right away. Now I want to ask you, Shaila, is a point to play the game if there's no eyes and you just go around, eat, dot, you play the game? Is a point to play the game? Dot. The whole point is a strawberry. If you eat, and then you get, then they gave their three lives. I remember I sent him a letter, but I was saying, Sheva Yipul Tzadik V'Kom. I never have, well, I think, I don't know why, I never have to. But there's the Sheva Yipul Tzadik V'Kom. I want to ask you a question. So the whole point of the game, the whole koyach is that it's hard. So what happens? A yeshiva bacher comes, he has an easy week. What do you get for that? Dot. What do you do with seven dots in the Gan Eden? Maybe a plastic chair. Hashem says, oh, he's a good bacher. We'll make it shver to him now. And one day, who knows what he will make? He stays in bed for 3 days. Hashem says, okay, Rachmanes, we'll start again. We'll make it easy for him. Chavrusas, Rabbeim, he's all excited. But for this, he's getting pennies. Yeah? Okay, after a week, Hashem says, okay, he's ready. Come, we'll start. We want, we'll send him the cherries. He goes, too hard now. I have to go to my cousins for 2 weeks. Okay? After 2 weeks, Hashem had Rachmanes, he makes him easy to him again. Such a sugya, he comes in, gishmak, chidushim, gomish. He gets a little cup of that. Again, the cherries comes. Oh, in my stomach, I can't. I'm going back home next month. I come back to yeshiva. A guy would not realize these are the days. These are the hard days. These are the days that count. Say over a mice and two people that were in the Holocaust. One, his number was 0056. One was 0057. 0056. Comes up to the Shemayim. They were in Auschwitz together in the same bunk. 0056 comes up to the Shemayim. He gets $500,000 palaces of gold. Lahanchil oya vayesh. $500,000 palaces of gold. 0057 goes into the Shemayim. He gets 1,000,000 palaces of gold. So 0056 sends a complaint. I don't know how you said it, the email, what's up, but you send a complaint. I don't understand. We're in the same bunk in Auschwitz. One night I slept in the bottom, he slept on the top. The other day, one day I put on tefillin, he went to work. The other way, fuck out. One Shabbos I stayed in, he stayed out. One day I would eat the bread, he would eat the monkey meat. The other day, the opposite. How it could be in Olam HaEmes, I got only $500,000 palaces of gold and he got 1,000,000 palaces of gold. He waits a couple days, he gets the answer, again, I don't know exactly how, and he tells him, you remember the last day of Auschwitz? He says, I remember. You remember what happened? The Nazi came and he shooted 005657. He fell on the floor, but he didn't die. The Nazi started to step on him, but he didn't die. So the Nazis send a black dog to take off pieces. After 2 hours of terrible torture, he died. You picked up the eyes and you said, Boy Reilom! I'm asking you, I'm 6 years in Auschwitz. You know what is Auschwitz? They put wires in the ear, took them out in the nose, they will peel off the nails, peel people with peelers. Nazis. I'm asking you one favor, Hashem. When the bullet hits me, take my neshama. I can't stand this torture. And Hashem couldn't say no to you. And when the bullet hit you, you left. What he suffered for another 2 hours for being a Jewish person, terrible pain, he got another 500,000 palaces of gold. You're allowed to daven to be safe, not to die. So he picks up his eyes, 0056 to Bayir Ha'ilam, and he says, Bayir Ha'ilam, why you listen to me? I tell him, too late. Rabbi Isai, the hard nights, staying tonight awake. Right, after 2 minutes it becomes easy, but Hashem counts it like it's hard. It doesn't make a difference. The decision was, even that it's hard, we're staying to learn. Now everyone is awake already. Now we're in the fire. Now it's no big deal anymore to stay. But we jumped it. Echad betzal, one night like this could be like more from a whole year learning. Some stupid guys missed this night, but they learned the whole year. I'm not saying not to learn the whole year, yeah? Not to get me wrong, some people get every time the wrong message, yeah? Rabbi Isai, the nisyonis are the ones that make us. Al anisim ve'al anifloes ve'al atshuos ve'al amilchamos. Thank you and the war. More from the nisim, more from the nifloes. The big money is in the hard days. That is the big cash. The hard day, the easy days are gishmak. When sigayt good is gishmak, when it's going gishmak. This is the bonuses. The hard days, these are the days. These are the days that count. They say over from the Eilike Chofetz Chaim, Al toimar lekshefone eshne. Don't say later when it'll be easy. Shema loitipone. Maybe Hashem wants the loitipone. He wants the days that it's hard. Don't say later when it'll be easy, I will learn. Al toimar lekshefone eshne. When it'll be easy. Shema loitipone. He wants the loitipone. He wants the loitipone. Chofetz Chaim says on the Pasuk, Shal na'alecho me'al raglecho, ke'amok ma'asha'a to'oy medol of Kodesh. He wants the now. But I want to move ahead a little bit. I want to tell you a story that changed my life. I had shver every time a kasha. I'm sure all of you have this kasha. You know, Rabbi Akiva didn't learn for 40 years. Everyone knows that. And then he went, he saw the water makes a hole in the rock, and he said, if the water could make a hole in the rock, the Torah could go in my heart. You know this chazal? So I once went to Torah Masari. And I asked him, instead of spending so much money for conventions, we'll make a nice clip of a rock with a water, show it in all the schools, and everyone will become Rabbi Akiva. I know that. If Rabbi Akiva is 40 years old, I'm an Oretz, what it costs us to become Rabbi Akiva is to see this? We imagine a real clap, a real big rock with water. You know, we could do it much better from Rabbi Akiva. Yeah? Rabbi Akiva didn't stand there the whole time. He just passed it for a second. We could see the rock, could see the water coming, you know, make lights and booms. And all of the schools, instead of all this money, and I said, you know, give me commission. I'm sending you so much money. You don't need to make any more conventions. Everyone will become Rabbi Akiva. This kasha was bothering me for years. And the answer on this kasha changed my life, but I want to tell you the story like it was. When I was a bacher, I learned in Yeshiva's Kol Torah. Then I went to Panovich. The last night that I was in Yeshiva Kol Torah, my friends made me a goodbye party. I don't know how they do it here. I'll tell you how was the goodbye party when I was a bacher. It went like this. After Ma'ariv, your good friends came over to you after Ma'ariv, one day of the last week that you're in Yeshiva, and told you, the party is tonight. And from that minute, all of your good friends went with you to into Bis Medrash, and they lived with you straight till the morning. Now the shtick was, they knew about it, they rested in the afternoon, and you didn't know, to see if you would fall asleep. And if you managed to win, that's you're a winner. If you managed not to fall asleep the whole night, then like everyone, this was the party. I don't know how it's the meaning in the yeshiva here, but still. Maybe they'll start it, yeah? But this was the meaning by us. Anyway, I remember it was 3 o'clock by night, We're chazer in Gittin. We did already 30 blat. And we hear a scream. Woo! It's a hot. 3:30, a scream. Woo! It's a hot. 4 o'clock. Woo! It's a hot. 4:15. Woo! 4:30. Woo! 5 o'clock got quiet. Oh, Baruch Hashem, the Yitzhahara left. In the morning, we heard that in the building near the yeshiva, an old lady fell off her bed and she was yelling for help. In her levaya, I felt terrible that I could have saved her. This is a story actually that happened. I was sure that we could save her. So I was mekabel a kabbalah. It's called tshuva samishko. You know what's tshuva samishko? Like you do something bad, you do the opposite. So the next time that I hear someone screaming, even though I'm very scared, like I'm scared from dogs and Arabs. Yeah, I'm very scared. But next time that I hear screaming, I'm the first one to go to save. Doesn't make a difference what it'll be. Shooting, bullets, I'm the first one to save. This will be my tshuva that I was didn't go to save this lady. Came to Yeshiva Sponovich. Middle of the night, I hear screaming. I was walking back to my dira. 12:30 by night, I hear screaming from like it was an old chulva. How do you say chulva in English?
Ruin.
What? Ruin. Brochus Dav Gimel in the bottom, yeah? I don't know exactly. But, everyone here learned Brochus, right? Ask him what happened. You never learned Brochus? You did. Everyone knows Brochus. So, anyways, so I go in, I hear that screaming, it's an old door, I kick the door and I run in, I was like 18 years old, and I see something that I heard about it, I was never invited and I'm waiting one day to be invited. It was all of the G'dolim of Bnei Brak sitting together there, most of them are not alive, and one of them was giving Musar to them. And here this young 18 years old running in like, you know, I'm trying to do my tshuva this time, yeah, to kill one of the guys. And the one that everyone gets quiet, and the one that is talking, and he's alive yet in Bnei Brak, one of the biggest Talmid Chachamim today. And with the finger, he does to me like this. I sit down there, frozen, a young boy, and he was holding in this kasha. And he asked the kasha, if Rabbi Akiva didn't learn for 40 years, because he saw the water makes a hole in the rock, he started to learn? Well, this is what it costs us to make someone to learn? And he said an answer. Not the first line changed my life, the second line. He said, obviously, Rabbi Akiva wanted to learn all of his life. But he couldn't. He was so stubborn, so not smart. It just didn't go into his head. He was frustrated. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, Kshoisi Amoretz, when I was Amoretz, Hoisi Oimer, I would say, Mi tell me Talmid Chochem, who will give me a Talmid Chochem? Then Shechenu Kechamoir, and I will bite him like a donkey. Not like a dog, like a donkey, the Gemara says. He was so frustrated. He was trying. When he realized that there's a chance, even the rock could, the water come in, he even tried again, and he managed. We are not so motivated like Rabbi Akiva. He was so motivated. So he managed. We are not so motivated. This didn't change my life. But now comes the lie. And he said, listen carefully, he said. Chazal say, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Shomayim, he met Parshas Yisroi, he met the Ribbono Shel Olam sitting on, and he saw Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef. He saw Rabbi Akiva, Shu Yoshe v'Koyser Ksorim, u'mechadesh tilei tilim shel aloches al kol koitz v'koitz. You know what is koitz? Every letter has tagim in the Sefer Torah. Is the letter, is the tagim, and tap the tagim are little lines. On every line, Rabbi Akiva would say billions of chidushim. I don't know even what, maybe one. One chidush and one tag. Omar, so Moshe Rabbeinu tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, you have such a choshev and neshama like Rabbi Akiva, and you're giving the Torah with me? Give the Torah with Akiva ben Yosef. Look at such a high neshama, look how much chidushim he's having, and you're calling me Moshe Rabbeinu to give the Torah? Shem said, this is what I decided to do. Now listen to the line. Is Rabbi Akiva that Moshe Rabbeinu says, give the Torah through him. What was his Yitzhahore till 40 years old? I'm asking, what was his Yitzhahore? iPhone? even if you're the shittest that they had then iPhones, yeah? What was it, so iPhones? What? Can't hear. No, what Yetzer Hara? What was, what is, I don't know how you say Yetzer Hara in English, but everyone has it. Yeah? iPhone, they say it in English, iPhone. So, he didn't have a Yetzer Hara. What was his Yetzer Hara? What the Yetzer Hara was telling him to do? You know what Yetzer Hara was telling him? You're not smart, you can't learn. You're stupid, you're Amoritz. He wanted to learn, and he was frustrated that he didn't. The Yetzer Hara could come over to a person and tell him, not the street, not the Yetzer Hara, not the food, not Shtusim. You can make it. You will never know Bavli Yerushalmi. You will never know Bavli Yerushalmi. And he got up and he said, who knows how much Rabbi Kivis could be here? I'm asking you, how much Rabbi Kivis could be in this room? And no one is 40. I know what you want to tell me. No, he was so stupid, so maybe he was really smart and he thought that it's stupid. But I'm not so stupid, I can't be Rabbi Kiva. It just doesn't make sense. A guy can't read Aleph Beis. He's a Choshev and Neshama. If I was very stupid, maybe I'm Rabbi Kiva. Now, what you're saying, maybe it happened to be that Rabbi Kiva was a big Neshama and he was covered with a coverness of stupidity, yeah? But it doesn't mean that every guy has a chance to be Rabbi Kiva. Taisa says that when Rabbi Kiva became a chassan, you know, he married the daughter of Kalba Savua. He was very wealthy. And he was very upset that his daughter is marrying the Samaritz. So he made a neder that Rabbi Kiva will not get nothing from his money. When he became Rabbi Kiva, so his father-in-law, now he was proud of him, he was the god Lador. He was like 20 times Reb Chaim Kanievsky, yeah? So he wanted to make a Toras Nedorim. So he went to be Matir Neder. So they told him, Rabbi Kiva told him, if you would know that your son-in-law would be a Tamid Chacham, you would make the Neder? He said, for sure not. Mutoloch, mutoloch. So Taisus asks the question, is the Aloha, you can't be Matir Neder but something that is unexpected. And Poischim Benoilad. Taisus answers, V'yeshloimar chazoka hoylech lilmoy nasa godl. Every guy that goes to learn becomes like Rabbi Kiva. So it means every guy that can learn Aleph Beis till 40 years old, if he goes to learn, he'll be God Lado. And he got up and he gave a scream. And he said, Rabbi Isai, you're Rosh Hashivas, you're Gdolim. You come to the Shomayim, they'll tell you why you didn't become Rabbi Kiva Eger. Why you didn't come to Yeshua. Why you didn't become Aflo. Why you didn't become a Ktsois. Rabbi Isai, in this room, the Yetzer Hara is the first thing tells you, you will never know Bavli Yerushalmi. You will never be the Pesach Gadol like Rabbi Moshe. That is the first Yetzer Hara. He gives you to think there is no chance. But I want to go ahead. Rabbi Kiva marries the daughter of Kalbei Savua. Her father gets so upset, he kicks him out of the house. They go to sleep in a tent with straw on the floor. She has second doubts, Rachel, his wife. She's members of the house of her father, the bed with eight kind of pillows. These ones and these ones, all the kind of, you know, these nice fancy houses with all different kind of shapes of pillows. And now she's on the floor with straw. Rabbi Eliyahu comes and knocks on the door and says, my wife had a baby and we don't have straw. We could get some straw. So Rabbi Kiva takes out some straw. He gives this fellow and he tells his wife, you see, our life is not so bad. I think everyone knows the story. What is the message? If you decide to learn, and it's hard, Eliyahu HaNavi will be there. Eliyahu HaNavi will be there to help you. Just you think Eliyahu HaNavi will come with gold wings, with silver springs? No. He knocks on the door, and he says, I need straw, and you have to get the chizuk. Some people, the Moshe, you come to the Shemayim, it was very hard for me to learn. Hashem will ask you when? He'll say Sunday. Sunday morning, Eliyahu HaNavi was there to help you. I want to tell you a story that actually happened to me. I was in my Gitchir and Yeshiva Smir. I think it was 15 years ago, the story. I had a very bad day. And that time was my worst day in my life. From then I had worse. But then it was the worst day in my life. I woke up, I told my Rebbetzin, I'm not going to say Shir today. I can't. She told me, I'm sorry. My father, her father's Avram Guvitz, Rosh Hashiva from Gateshead, he never said he can't. You're going to say Shir, please go to say Shir. I said, I can't. She said, you're not staying home. So now, not only that I had a hard day, my wife kicked me out of my house. Yeah? So I order a taxi, and I go to the taxi, I open the door, I throw my hands and my feet to the back of the taxi, I tell him, Yeshiva Smir, and I'm trying like quickly to make up a shir, you know, I arrive there, I have to say shir, trying to put together, Rambam and Tesis, you know, trying to pull it together a little bit. The taxi driver turns over to me, and tells me, in Hebrew, Ani mekane bachem acharedim. I'm jealous of you from people. I think to myself, some days is what to be jealous of me. Today is the wrong day, yeah? So I decided, you don't have to ask me, I was so upset. I said, but you know, tell me what you're jealous of me. I want to hear what you're jealous of me. So he started to tell me his story of his life. Such a dirty story, I can't even say it over with a Zohar HaKadosh. After 10 minutes, my hair is standing, my eyes are popping out, my ears are dripping, you know, like. So I tell him, I'm sorry, but why are you jealous of me? I feel terrible for you. But why are you jealous of me? He says, because me, I don't have who to turn to. You have a Ribbono Shel Olam to turn to. I'm jealous of you. I said, I know you're Leo Anovi, give me a bracha. Now he didn't want to give me a bracha. I stopped here near the mirror. I didn't go out of the taxi for half an hour. Cost me 100 check. He gave me a brochen there. Now, I know you're laughing at me that I think that it's Eliyahu HaNavi. So listen carefully. First, could be it was. But B, you have a big mistake. It's no chalois din Eliyahu HaNavi. If Hashem has a taxi driver, you could send a taxi driver. It's not that he has to send Eliyahu. If he has a taxi driver available, he sends a taxi driver. Was it din Eliyahu HaNavi? It could be it was, but doesn't make a difference, yeah? I got a bracha anyway. But what I want to tell you is one insight. If you decide to learn, and you decide you're changing your life, and you decide you're just someone else, Eliyahu HaNavi will be there to help you. Don't wait for the malach to come with the gold wings. It'll be someone that said a good word to you. Someone that gave you a chizuk. He will never leave you. Rabbi Akiva was a shepherd. And he had a decision to learn. You're not shepherds. You already decided to learn. You're much further from Rabbi Akiva. If you have it hard, Eliyahu HaNavi is there to help you. It's never a matter that he's not there to help you. But you just have to try. You just have to believe. Open your eyes. And I'm telling you, over my life, every time when I fall, Eliyahu HaNavi is there to help me. Once he's a taxi driver, once he's a pilot, but every time he's there. Every time he's there. Sometimes I have it so hard, and I say to myself, okay, he's coming, and he comes. And he comes. If he came to the shepherd, he will come to you. I want to be mamshich a little bit. I'm sure a lot of you have this question, but the answer is the Goen Mivilna. The Meiri, really. The Chazanish. Chazal say, Kol Aloymed, Chaznish says a mashal. A person came to a yeshiva, he wants to drink a cup of coffee. So it takes 5 minutes to warm up the water, right? So he buys like a kettle, plugs it in. After 3 minutes he takes it out, the water is cold. So he goes to another place, he plugs it in again, 3 minutes it's cold. He decided, okay, maybe the water is not good water, he gets mineral water. Plugs it in for 3 minutes, it's not good. He decides maybe the Israeli kettles are not lemaise. He gets his parents to send him a special kettle from America, puts it in for 3 minutes. He decides, okay, this room, all of the sockets are not really working. He tries to move a different room. He moves to a different room, tries again, garnish. He says he's switching a yeshiva. It's not a mahalach, he can't make a cup of coffee. He switches, like, he's really rolling for 5 yeshivas like that. In the end, after 3 years, he's in a room. And a new roommate comes, he plugs it in for 5 minutes, and the water is hot. Tells the guy, well, what you did? He said, 5 minutes. He says, I'm sorry, I'm trying with it for 3 years. He says, yeah, but you stopped after every 3 minutes. He says, yeah, but take all of my minutes together. You know how much I've been, I almost have a year of minutes. Zog de Chazanish is exactly the same thing. You stay in yeshiva, you're learning 5 years in yeshiva, then comes a young boy, and after half a year, he becomes the big Mitzuyan. And you don't understand. I'm learning here for 5 years. He's here for half a year. How he became better for me? How many hours he learned? I'm learning much more. but you stopped. Every couple of minutes, you stopped. You schmooze to the guy near you. And if no one schmoozes to you, you go to schmooze outside. If no one calls you, so you text him, yeah? But be someone, you never learn straight for a couple of hours. You never learn straight for a couple of days. The water never boiled. You never tried to boil the water. Forget about it, that some people every night they put the water in the freezer. Ben Azmani, they put it in deep frost. You know, till it melts, it's already in the end of the Nizman. Now, Chofetz Chaim says it doesn't mean that you can't rest. Chofetz Chaim says, the Gemara says in Makis Dafyut, that was one of the Amiroim that was sitting and learning, and the Malachamovis couldn't kill him. Ahud Avikoi Berav, Valiposak Pumim Megirse, Valiochel Malachamovis Ishtaua Baadei, also said Malachamovis came, Yoshev Arzeli Berav, he said on the poles of the Bismedrash, Poka Arzeli Berav, Ishtik Vyochelei. He was learning the Tzor, couldn't kill him. So he sat in the Bismedrash, he broke the Bismedrash, and he stopped to learn. For the Chofetz Chaim, why he had to break the Bismedrash? Make him to have to be excused to the bathroom and kill him in the bathroom. Can't learn in the bathroom. So the Chofetz Chaim, if you're sitting and learning and you stop for your real needs, it's not called you stop to learn. Everyone knows what is his real needs when he comes to his room to rest and what is not his real needs. Everyone knows. I don't have to teach you. But if a person will understand, Chofetz Chaim says, Yekoro him mipninim. The Torah is like diamonds. Why like diamonds? Why not like gold? This is Givaldi Kazach, he said. Gold, if you have one piece of gold, it's worth $1,000. Two pieces of gold, how do they call them? The bar. Yeah, one bar, $1,000. Two bars, $2,000. 10 bars, $10,000. 20 bars, $20,000. If you have a diamond, 1 carat, how much is worth? Who's good in diamonds? $500. Yeah? 2 carat? $20,000. 5 carat? $50,000. 1 pound? $1? No money. There's no price for it, right? Torah is not like if you learn 2 hours or 3 hours, you're better. No. If you learn 10 hours, it's 50 times more. Everyone wonders to himself how smart you are. Ask me how smart you are. What is your IQ?
Not so smart.
What, 2 IQ? No. 50? Give a number. 80. I'll give 100. I'll give you 100. How much IQ Chofetz Chaim, how much IQ Reb Chaim Kanievsky has? How much do you think he has?
I don't know.
Give him the most. How much is the highest? 120. What? 120. So he's 20 more from you. What? 120, right? How much the highest? What? No one went to school here? You know, 200. Let me say 200. Yeah, Einstein, 200. So Reb Chaim has 200, you have 100. So he's smart, double from you. How many hours do you learn a day? Let me say 10. 6. 10. Okay. How much Reb Chaim learns? The most, 20. So he learns double from him, and he's smart, double from him. Why Reb Chaim is a billion times more from him? I'm asking you a question. It doesn't make sense. He's half smart from Reb Chaim and learns half of the time. What made Reb Chaim? You never had this question? You for sure had to have this question. What is the pshat? Let you to have a half of the line that he has. If people are coming to you. What is the answer? So the Goyen and Mishle says a givaldik yisai. He says, when a person learns an hour, it's worth an hour. When you learn two, it doubles himself. It's worth four. When you learn 3 hours, it's worth 8. When you learn 4 hours straight, it's worth 16. When you learn 5 hours, it's 32. When you learn 6 hours, it's 64. When you learn 7 hours, it's 150, almost, yeah? I never went to school. When you learn 8 hours, it's already 300. When you learn 9 hours, it's 600. When you learn 10 hours, it's 1,200. So a guy that learns 10 hours straight, in the end of the day, he has the power of 1,200 hours. A guy that learns an hour, stops an hour, is left with 10 hours. Now you have to understand, Reb Chaim, by night, he only rests. He doesn't take a break. When he starts his morning, the first hour, 2,400. Here's the key. Now, the Yetzer Hara knows that. And he says he will let all of the guys here to learn, but let them to learn 12 hours a day. Slice it. He knows he can't tell you not to learn. But what he doesn't care, you have 12 hours. He's scared you will have 1,200. So Reb Chaim in one day gets to 1,200. And we get to 12, if we're lucky. And that is the koyach, the retzufis. The koyach of the retzufis. So come, we'll put together what we spoke a little bit. The first thing is, a person will know the chashivus of Torah. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. If I sit and learn, I get schar more from everything. To know when it's hard, these are the hours to get. Not when it's easy, when it's hard. The hour after the Seder. The second hour after the Seder. These are the hours that count. To know if it's hard, Eliyahu HaNavi will be there. And to remember that everyone has the chance. Everyone. Everyone could become Rabbi Akiva. And to have the Ratzifus of Torah. So remember, if you remember what I spoke now, and what we spoke together, and you will put it inside yourself again and again and again and again, the Nisoyan of learning will be not hard, will be easy for you to learn. The Yetzer Hara doesn't let you to remember what I said, because he's scared you will have the 1,200 hours every day. Haboisai, you took the achlota tonight to learn. You did the skiddush Hashem. Now, in the middle of the night, it will get hard. When it gets hard, that is the time. I was once in America. Came over to me a Talmud that learned by me in the mirror. I asked him, how are you doing? He said, amazing. Everything, givaldik. My life is good. Everything is good. I said, wow, Hashem hates you. Hashem hates you. Terrible. I'm scared to be near. Hashem hates you. Everything is good. Not even one hard day. Coming up to the Shemayim with a sandwich back. Nebach. Of a famous Meisel, the Chofetz Chaim, the Eliker Chofetz Chaim said, oh, a person died from a shul. Came up to the Shemayim. They asked him, you have schus? They took all, you have mitzvahs? He said, yeah. What? He said, yeah. One mitzvah. The rabbi said, we have to daven every morning in shul. Put the mitzvah on the skater. What else? The rabbi said to daven in the shul. So listen, by us, the rabbi said to daven in shul shachris. This is the mitzvah I did. So they put the shachris on the scaler, all the averis on the other side. The averis go down, and the black malachim, you know, with the big nails coming to take him, like the thousands of them. He's looking, he doesn't know what to do. And then he sees white malachim come, take mud and slush, and they put it on the schusim. More and more, till the schusim goes down. He asks the Malachim, what is this mud? Slush, you know, Kisui Adam, sure, you know. What I did with mud, you know. He said, when you walk to shul every morning in the mud, in the slush, we collected all this mud, and it's also schusim. Okay, a week later, another guy dies from that shul. As we have mitzvahs yet, the rabbi said to daven in shul. They put it, all the averis on the other side. He said, more mitzvahs? No mitzvahs. The Averis go down, the black Malachim come with the nails to take him. He's waiting for white Malachim, no white Malachim come. He turns over, he says, Rabbi, said, take my limousine, put it, I'm telling you, it weighs much more from the mud and the slush. I told him, we're sorry. In this world, we count mud, slush, we don't count limousines. Rabbi, say, the hard hours count. Hopefully it'll be a bit hard tonight. And in these hours you learn. With the gishmak, it counts. It's billions. You don't know how much schar you have. So you are zeicher. You have a chashiv rosh yeshiva, chashiv mashgiach, chashiv rabbeim. I want to wish everyone be'ezus Hashem. I don't know if this year they're going to the kosher in the morning. Be'ezus Hashem. So I'll tell you. I said over this ma'aseh. I will say over. My rebbetzin was nifter a year ago, a year and a change. So, her last 3 days before she died, the doctors told me, listen, you know, there's nothing left anymore. You know, take her out for a couple of hours in the hospital, let her to see the world. She's already a month. So, I told her, come, we'll go somewhere, maybe we'll go to a mall. She said, no, no. I said, I know what she wants. So I said, okay, we'll go to the Kaisel. She said, yeah, Kaisel, she's masking to go. So we went to the Kaisel. She couldn't breathe. Everything was eaten up from cancer. She couldn't breathe. We got machines of oxygen to go to the Kaisel. And my kids took her near the Kaisel. And they heard that she's davening. So they wanted to listen what she's saying. So she said, Ribbono shel Olam, I'm sick already 5.5 years. I'm about to leave the world. I know in these 5.5 years, my husband didn't learn Torah like he had to learn because he was busy with me. Please give him the power to sit and learn. And she turned to the kids. The kids didn't know that she listened. She said, okay, I finished the diamond. I wanted to say the Kaisel, quick to the hospital before I leave. This is what she wanted to say to the Ribbono shel Olam. This was important for her. You go into the Kaisel after hours of learning. Open your mouth and say, Boira Olam, V'sein belibeinu, lehovim ulehaskil. Lishmoya, Ovinu Ova Rachmon, Hashem, you love us. Hamerachim, Rachim Oleinu, Vesein Belibeinu, Lehovim, Lehaskil, Lishmoya, Lilmoid. He will never say no. If you will ask for him, he will give you the Siyata Dishmaya, Hatzlocha Vesiyata Dishmaya.